Hey, and welcome to the Sit Down with Suzanne podcast. I am your girl, Suzanne, also known as Positively Suzanne. Now remember, this podcast was created with us in mind. It is a reminder that not only are we worthy, but we deserve the best versions of ourselves. So grab a cup of tea or your beverage of choice and sit back and relax and join me on this journey.
Hi, guys. This is your girl, Suzanne. And guess what? It is another episode of the Sit Down with Suzanne podcast. And as you know, I've been highlighting for the month of May, female entrepreneurs who are just simply phenomenal. And you know, you hear me praise them during the interviews. And when you listen to the interviews, I've been getting a lot of feedback that you guys are not only inspired, but you're taking action. So that is truly something that I love. But today we're going to go at it from a different angle. All right. So today I have with me Miss Miguelina Peralta, and she is the executive director of E4All, which is Entrepreneurism for All. She represents the greater Worcester area. And I'm going to give you her bio in a quick minute, but I'm also going to tell you why I invited her on the program today. So I met Miguelina at a conference, and the funny things, we didn't meet inside the conference. We actually met in the parking lot after the conference. And the rest is history. We're connected for life. We're now lifelong friends, and we're going to be connected and interwoven into each other's life story. And we're going to be doing different things together. But I was so excited when I mentioned to her that I had a podcast and I'd love for her to be on it. And she immediately said yes. And, you know, she wanted to be on it. And I wanted her to be on it because I think the value that she's going to bring. So let me just read her fabulous bio because I really want to give her flowers. So Miguelina is an experienced international business developer. She focuses on global accounts management and international logistics. Alongside in her career for over 20 years, she has been a small business consultant and a mentor for young professionals and new entrepreneurs. Before and after immigrated to the United States from the DR in 2010, Miguelina has been an active community member. She frequently volunteers or serves on boards of different organizations. She's committed to education, economic development, and inclusivity. She's currently serving, as I mentioned, as the executive director at E4All. And that's why she is on the program tonight. So the E4All is headquartered in Lowell, Massachusetts, and it is a nonprofit organization, and that its focus is on accelerated economic and social impact in communities nationwide through inclusive entrepreneurship. Through their free business education program, yep, I said it, free, they lower the barriers of entry to entrepreneurism in undeserved community. I am so excited that she's on the program tonight. I know that she's going to drop some gems and some wisdom. So without further ado, Miss Miguelina, welcome to the Sit Down with Suzanne podcast.
Oh my God, Suzanne, thank you for such an amazing intro. I'm hearing it and I'm like, is that me? Thank you so much. And for the opportunity to show up in your podcast to reach your audience. I know that you're doing such a beautiful work, inspiring people, especially women, to go ahead in their careers and in their dreams of launching a business and so forth. So I couldn't be any happier. And I like what you mentioned about how we met. Because the fact that we didn't meet inside the conference, it's just like the vibe, you know, we couldn't get away from that place without meeting each other. And I couldn't be more thankful that that chance meeting happened. And here I am.
All right. Me too. You know what? I truly believe that God is intentional. And I think that we were meant to meet. And, you know, like leaving at the end of the conference, that's when we met. And that was the perfect opportunity for us to meet. So, no, I'm so excited you're here. So I highlighted your bio because, you know, it's what you did. It's who you are. And, you know, be proud of that accomplishment. If you don't want to talk about you, I will talk about you. All right. So, for this month, though, I have been talking to some phenomenal females who, you know, have started their entrepreneurial journey and, you know, they have certainly learned along the way and, you know, they're pretty good with what they do. But I invited you on because I really wanted you to just give some really good and solid tips and advice and resources to women who are potentially possibly thinking of becoming an entrepreneur, you know, the first job ever, or stepping back from corporate America and doing it. So let's talk a little bit about your background, you know, what led you into entrepreneurism, and then about E4All.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes, so my career started a few years ago. And my education initiated with a bachelor degree in business and marketing, which was my passion since I was young. And then I ventured into getting a degree in international business. That was quite a step because that started and led me into an international career. Back in the Dominican Republic, where I am from, I learned English when I was a teenager. I loved the language. And pairing the business education with having a basic level of interacting in English allowed me to have pretty good jobs. I immediately started being a good candidate for some multinationals because not all the kids were bilingual at that time. And that gave me a tremendous opportunity. I joined some multinationals like UPS Supply Chain Solutions, that was called Fritz Companies at that time. And then from there, I joined Maersk, which is a huge shipping line, part of Maersk Sealand. AP Moller Group is a Danish corporation. And with them, I went through a two-year special program to specialize in international logistics and supply chain management. That was an incredible experience. Some of my best friends, I made it in that program that are still in my life. And I love them very much. And it exposed me to the world. It gave me the opportunity to live and travel around the world. So I was lucky enough to help positions in China, in Hong Kong, for a period of time, doing business development over there. And then I also had the opportunity to launch a few ventures in the Caribbean, based in the Dominican Republic, and then be transferred to Panama at some point for a regional strategic planning position over there, which was absolutely wonderful. And then after that, it was around the time where my family started to immigrate, or it was actually my time to come to the United States, because there's some point in your life, like, it's okay, you know, papers are almost ready. You take them or you leave them. And my mother was already here. So, and that was after September 11. I couldn't do the transfer with the company itself because a lot of the international postings were being reduced, especially in the United States. So I had to venture without the job and come with my family to Massachusetts. So that was a rough start around the last economic crisis in 2008. That was a tough time to start over in the United States. There were no jobs to be found anywhere. And, you know, start from the bottom up as if I had no career, especially in a new place where nobody knows you. Nobody knows what you're capable of doing. One of the things that really shocked me is that having lived in Dominican and, you know, having achieved a certain career position coming from, you know, a middle-class family over there, having the opportunity to work in Europe where people are so open-minded, and in Asia with a great job, coming to the States was the first time that I actually faced biases, to use a softer word. Yeah. encountering that situation where people start putting you or placing you mentally in lower ranking positions just because of how you look, mm-hmm. and not giving you the time of the day of getting to know you, who you are, what background do you bring, and what, you know, you bring to the table. So that was a tough start. I really had to get whatever job I could get to get by, even though I came with such a strong corporate background. Mm. But that was a lesson in humility, starting over again and being small, quote unquote, in the job market, and then being able to start climbing back up at the same time that I've always been strong in giving back. that's something that is a strong value in my family. Everybody volunteers in one way or another to different causes. And education and empowerment are some of the things that we're really big about. So I was doing that too when I got to the States. Immediately started helping a few nonprofits that were close to my heart, near and dear. And doing that, developing the career, and then I started to dream about entrepreneurship for myself. I launched a small business myself in the event planning industry. And then with all that together, between the volunteering, the career, and the networking, I started just getting involved with some chambers of commerce. Started with the Milford Area Chamber of Commerce, which they have been such a good house for me, so to speak, professionally and commercially. And, you know, a lot of other women professional groups, which I'm so thankful that that's a thing nowadays. In the past few years, all the female professional organizations and female business owners organizations are popping up all around the place. And here in the Central Massachusetts and Metro West areas, we have quite a few very good organizations. So all that together led to the path where E4All and I found each other. And that was a match made in heaven, really.
Oh, that's wonderful. First of all, that bio I did not do you any justice at all. I am glad I didn't know all of that, because I would have spent the whole podcast just talking about how phenomenal you are, FYI. Anyway, but you know, what a wealth of experience and knowledge, and just to be able to go all over the world and do different things and experience different avenues of businesses, you know, supply chain and logistics and you know, all of that, and leadership and organizational growth and just all these things. And I think all that experience is kind of just accumulated into what's going to make you so successful in this role, because you have all this knowledge. And when someone is an entrepreneur that comes to you, and you know, they come from every walks of life, right, and have many different ideas, you have the foundation to help them, because you're like, wait a minute, you know, something similar, and you know, things have all certainly evolved and changed, you know, the pandemic changed so much for all of us. You know, so I think that you're in a great position where you are to help folks that are trying to become entrepreneur themselves. So that is fantastic. Well, thank you for letting us know. And if you didn't know, now you know who she is. And
and I must say, you know, I have grown to feel a little bit more comfortable about talking about my accomplishment and my studies, but like everybody else's life, it's full of ups and downs. Not everything has been, you know, like stars and fireworks, like the start in the United States, like I mentioned, coming in with having no jobs anywhere. My first job, I heard about a church that needed a person to pick up the phone that was bilingual. They needed someone that spoke English and Spanish to pick up the phone. And that was the first job that I got into the United States.
Yeah.
Really. And I even had to have jobs like taking care of a register at a Family Dollar store. And that's something that is not on my CV, of course.
And that's
those
okay.
Kind of things like this, there's no job to go around, and I know how to work and I know how to deal with clients. I'm going to get that check and I'm going to put food on my table and a roof over my head. So I did what I had to do, and I'm still proud about it.
That's awesome.
And, you know, I've also been, and that has happened to a lot of people, especially people of color and women, being in a spaces where your voice is not heard. There's no interest in hearing what you have to say or what you have to bring. Maybe boxing you in a position in a small job and not wanted to hear anything else that didn't have to do with that small job. And then you have to like bottle sometimes a lot of the things that you think you can bring to an organization, a lot of vision, a lot of feedback, a lot of that learning that you do by interacting with clients. And then sometimes organizations missed on that when they box people that do have the talent just because of where they come from or how they look.
Absolutely.
So it's sad that that still happens nowadays. And I think that organizations that don't wake up to that really missed out on a lot of untapped talent.
Absolutely.
Because I've been there and I've seen it in others as well.
Absolutely.
One of the reasons why I'm so happy to be at E4All. E4All thrives on inclusivity. It's the strongest value that we have both in our staff and in the communities that we serve. It's a real, it's not words only, it's real that everybody's welcomed and we're here to support everybody in the community to help people get ahead. And I couldn't be any happier.
That's wonderful. So that's a perfect segue. So tell me about E4All. How do folks get involved? How do they find out about it? What services do you offer? All of that. Give us the deets.
Yes, thank you. So E4All was founded about 10 years or so ago, actually in 2010. So quite a bit in Lowell, Massachusetts. And at that time, was called the Mary Mac Valley Sandbox or something like that. And it was, you know, a small venture by our founder, Desh Deshpande. And the idea was to start helping other people to learn how to launch new businesses. People started getting involved with that initiative and liking it so much that everybody that came around decided that needed to grow and get expanded. So they started making these communities in other areas of Massachusetts. And then they changed the name to what is now E4All, which is Entrepreneurship for All. There's now a Spanish version of the entire program that is also translated literally as E para Todos, so Empresas para Todos, which is absolutely beautiful. And what we're doing is lowering the barriers of entry of people of all walks of life into entrepreneurship. Basically, in our mission, we say that we turn ideas into businesses. So the way that we do it is that everybody that has a business idea or has a skill that they would like to commercialize and live off that skill, they don't know anywhere else on how to do it, where to start. This is where we come in. We provide free, 100% free online programs to teach people how to go into business. So basically a basic business curriculum, business 101. So it doesn't matter if you haven't had a superior education, if you haven't been to college, if you haven't been in business before, you will learn the basics with us.
Great. That's wonderful. So how does someone reach out and connect with you guys?
So the way this works, first of all, I will invite everybody to visit our website. I love the website that we have because it's so easy to navigate and the messaging is very simple. So E4All, so E4All.org. It stands for Entrepreneurship for All, E4All. Visit our website. If you speak Spanish, I will say, visit the Spanish version of the website, which is eparatodos.org. So I like to say that in Spanish to make sure that whoever is listening gets the opportunity to get it right. So the first program that we featured is the Business Accelerator Program. That is a one-year program. It runs completely online. And for the first 3 months of the program, people take classes twice a day to learn different topics of businesses, everything since budgeting, branding, sales and marketing, accounting, legal aspects of being in business, etc. And then together with that, we paired each entrepreneur with a team of three mentors. And that's where the volunteer aspect comes about that we're going to be talking more a little later. So the entrepreneur takes the advantage of meeting with a number of people from the community that are a little bit more ahead than they are in terms of education, in terms of career, or they may have a longer experience in entrepreneurship, haven't developed a business themselves or something like that. So these people come to form some sort of an advisory board to that new entrepreneur to guide them in their journey of establishing their business the right way, learning how to apply the foundations of business on the venture that they are trying to get off the ground. And they provide that soundboard of advice that a new entrepreneur will need to have to really look at their business from a commercial standpoint and no longer as a hobby or something like that.
Wow. And all of this is free?
Yes, our programs are 100% free. It's a nonprofit organization. The job that we do, and me as one of the executive directors, is one of my main responsibilities, make sure that we secure funding, either from the government or from other bigger organizations that support the mission that we do. Some are for profit, some are nonprofit organizations. But a lot of people that believe in entrepreneurship, a lot of people that believe that communities are stronger where people are economically independent, a lot of people that are in the mindset of holding the hands and okay. opening the doors for others to come in and thrive. So it's an amazing community of people to be around, really.
All right. That's wonderful. I mean, there's such a plethora of resources and nuggets inside of that, that I know that the viewers will be listening and be like, yes, yes, yes. So one of the questions I know they're going to be asking, so it's, you said it's all online. Is this available to people outside of Massachusetts, or is this one only for people in Massachusetts?
So the organization is growing very rapidly. We have the entire territory of Massachusetts covered with a few sites. And I, in particular, take care of the Greater Worcester site, which covers central Massachusetts area and a little bit of the Metro West area. But outside of Massachusetts, we also have other sites, for example, in Colorado, Longmont. We have a site over there. We have a site in Northwest Arkansas. We have a site in New York, in Buffalo, that covers the state over there. And we recently launched a new site in Rhode Island, based in Providence, to cover the entire state of Rhode Island. And then outside of that, we have a strategic visionary department that does the work of connecting with newer communities where people will like to join the resources and secure the right staff to develop the programs in, and then bring them to other parts of the country. So that said, some of the fundraising that it's done at the national level is to grow that initiative and to make sure that we bring E4ALL to all the states in the United States. That's actually the goal. And then after we cover the 52 states and beyond, who knows?
Who knows? That international experience is going to kick right back in.
Exactly. I hope so. I hope that that I will still be around and be able to give a little bit more of my experience and my knowledge for awesome. That group.
That's wonderful. So that's great that you guys are opening up different sites, you know, all over the country. Now, is there any other organization? So let's say, for instance, I'm an organization, I'm listening and I want to partner with you guys. Do they have the opportunity to do that if they want to help to bring this program to their state? And I, you kind of mentioned something like that, but it was like an individual. But if like an organization, say, wants to partner with you guys or even just help you guys get you to another state, is that something that's feasible?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We thrive on partnerships and we are very open to do those connections. And I can give you some examples. For example, big businesses, they get a benefit of having a lot of small businesses. Sometimes you will be surprised at how organizations like Walmart, for example, is one of the biggest funders in our organization in Arkansas, because having a strong business community means a small business community means that a lot of small businesses are going to be customers to those big businesses. A lot of our founders, for example, are our a lot of banks. Mm-hmm. And banks that think strategically and think long term, they know that who else is going to help create their next generation of clients than a free business incubator like E4All.
Wow.
So we get a lot of funding for a number of banks that are very generous and very committed to the work that we do. And for example, I can mention particularly the Bank of America, the Berkshire Bank, and a few others that support us very strongly into this mission.
Okay, wonderful. So if you're listening, corporations, there's an opportunity for you guys to step up. And if you work at a corporation and you're listening, just, you know, because I know that companies, we have worked for companies in the past, they've always, you know, sent us email, I think like quarterly or something like that. Say, is there any organization in your community that you're interested in, you know, supporting or something like that? And, you know, they do a really good job of doing that. So I think that's great that they have the opportunity. And you're right. As a big business, supporting small business is, you know, that's an ROI, return on your investment, because you're going to keep that money in that gene pool, right? It's going to keep, like, you're going to end up getting that back. So that's fantastic. So for the folks that, you know, apply for and do the accelerator program, what other resources apart from that program are available for them for E4All? What if they just need a little advice, if, you know, because I know that the program has a limit.
So yes, one of the things that I want to mention is that we help people start the initiatives, whether they are for profit or nonprofit. So it's not necessarily that you have a business to just sell products or services. If there are people that have good solutions for some of the problems that we have in society, and they are great candidates to be a nonprofit, and not all the times they know how to start a nonprofit the right way. So we can help people that are studying either way, for and nonprofit. And the program, the way that we combine this is that it's a pool of knowledge. All the professionals that come in, the mentors, we invite what we call a specialist to deliver the classes of the curriculum. So even though the curriculum has been already developed by a long list of experts in business education and professionals, we make sure that the day that the entrepreneur is going to take the class is going to be from one of the local community experts in that topic. So to give you an example, let's say if we are in the budgeting class, we will invite to be a volunteer somebody with experience in the banking industry or in the financial sector from your local city, from your local county or region, to be the person that comes and teaches that class. So not only do they get to know each other, this is a great platform for networking for the new entrepreneur, and also getting all these resources of people that they can reach out to learn things from and to get access to information, to other resources and so forth.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you mentioned in that mentorship. So I know that the E4All program, one of the big components is the mentorship, because they have the opportunity, as you mentioned, to work with three mentors who are in, you know, different industries that could be such a valuable resource. I believe in mentors. I'm a mentor for a few organizations and colleges. So let's talk a little bit about the mentorship program and, you know, how can people get involved? How could they become a mentor? What are the criteria for becoming a mentor?
Suzanne, thank you so much for bringing that topic in. And mentorship, this is a call for people that are out there in the giving mindset. People that have already, you know, developed a career, or they have had a business and they are like, what is my legacy? How can I make the world a better place? This is such an easy way to do it with E4All. And the way that we do this, you don't need to have had a business, because the components of business come from all aspects, right? Somebody can be an executive with a career in marketing, or someone can be an expert in social media. A person can be an experienced bookkeeper or a tax preparer. Every topic that is related to business is welcome here. What about if you're a sales expert, you're a sales director at the organization or the corporation that you work for? You have a lot of valuable knowledge and insight to teach people how to sell. So that's what we do. We combine all those professionals, people that are knowledgeable and experts in one particular topic. You don't need to know it all. It's one of the biggest fears that some of the mentors have. And they say, well, how I can mentor a new business if I haven't had a business? Well, the mentorship is not on you. You are part of a team of mentors. And you are bringing what you know, what you have with you. And that's what we want, because there will be other people that will compensate for those other parts that you don't know. And it's one of the reasons why the mentorship, it's combined on a team of three. So we make sure that the new entrepreneur gets access to these three people that come from completely different backgrounds, completely different areas of expertise. And they provide that sounding board to the entrepreneur. Sometimes it's even better if they are from a different industry than the entrepreneur themselves, because they bring different lenses mm-hmm. on how to look at your business. So if you are there, whoever's listening to this, you know that you know so much about something, or maybe you are a coach, or you are a teacher, or you're trying to develop a career as a speaker, or you just want to give back because you had a business for a while and now you want to teach others how to do it. E4All is the platform. It's so easy to do it this way because our programs are 100% online. You don't need to travel to meet with anybody. You can conduct the meetings on Zoom. Our entrepreneurs are learning the curriculum through a Google Classroom. And we conduct the entire program, just inviting all those specialists to come in and share their expertise.
All right. That's wonderful. You know, I love that. I really love that you highlighted that fact that you don't have to be an expert in every area, because sometimes it's, well, I don't want to be a mentor because I don't know everything. And you don't want them to know everything. That's okay, because they have three different mentors. So somebody could talk about, like you mentioned, social media strategy. One could talk about finance. One can talk about sales strategy. One could talk about marketing. One can talk about packaging, you know, whatever it is. Like, we all have a niche and we all have a talent. And if you've been in that corporate world or executive world, even if you're not an entrepreneur yourself, you have valuable insight that you can share. She also highlighted the fact that it is 100% virtual. So you guys, you listeners from all over can still reach out and connect with them, because you can become a mentor and give up. And she's going to highlight how much time you spend and things like that. And she's not going to go into all the details, but we'll just let you know that I don't want you thinking it's like, you know, you're going to meet with your mentee every day of the month. That's not realistic, but you have the time, and it's such a great feeling to give back. So how do someone who wants to become a mentor connect with you guys? You know, obviously the E4All site, but specifically to be a mentor. I want to be a mentor. I want to connect with Miguelina. How do I get this started?
Yes, thank you. And thank you for bringing the topic of the time, because that is also another hesitation that sometimes the mentors have. And it's good to highlight that we don't tell you when we need you. You tell us when you're available. It's one of the things that volunteering from us, it's so easy. We don't impose the times. People let us know what availability they have. And when we match the mentors with the entrepreneurs, it's based on two things, the schedule availability and the fact that people want to work together. So in that sense, just to give you a practical example, as a mentor, you can say my times, because during the first 3 months, these meetings are once a week for an hour and a half. So you can say, well, I can offer that hour and a half either on Fridays from 3 to 4:30 or on Tuesdays from 10 to 11:30 in the morning. And then you will only be matched with people that can meet with you at either of those hours. So we're not taking time from you that you don't have. You're giving us the time that you will allow for the program. And that goes for the rest of the 9 months to complete the full year for the program. Those meetings then move to just once a month. So just once a month, you give an hour and a half of your time. It's not such a big commitment. So it's easy to handle that way. And you're still helping a one entrepreneur thrive and bring their dream into reality.
Awesome. No, thank you. You know, I highlighted that because I've been a mentor, and I remember having one young lady that we just had opposing schedule and we could never connect. And I felt like we were missing each other. So I like that, you know, you have the flexibility to determine, it's like, well, this time works for me, and you match that someone to that versus trying to, you know, missing each other. So that's fantastic. So go on.
Yes. And you asked how to reach me. So first of all, if somebody would like to mentor for us, you can visit the website and find the different sites. And if somebody wants to get in touch directly with me, they can find me at miguelina.peralta@eforall.org. Or in our website, you can go into the Greater Worcester site, look for the programs there, and then you will find a direct email to my office as well. And we will welcome the mentors that we can have. For the new entrepreneurs, those people that are out there dreaming of a business and not knowing where to start, go into the website as well, and you will find if there's a business accelerator available in your community. Those opportunities are local, I must say. So you must be located in one of those areas where the programs are being held. It's a regional based program. So if you say, for example, South Coast, covering the entire South Shore of Massachusetts, if somebody's in the Cape Cod area, there's an office that covers the entire Cape Cod area. We have all the way from the Merrimack Valley, all the way to the Berkshires, at the end of the map in Massachusetts. So we're everywhere. Again, I take care of Central Massachusetts and Metro West areas. So go into those programs, and the accelerator starts 2 times a year. Right now we have the summer applications already came in the past week. We are reviewing those applications for the people that are going to start now in the summer, but applications get to be open again every fall for the people that will start on that winter. So 2 times a year, you have the opportunity to come and apply to the program.
That's wonderful. So for those who have missed the summer cohort, that's okay. Get on the website, eforall.org, and, you know, utilize resources, do what you have to do so that you'll be ready. So you'll be alerted when the fall program starts and, you know, just the criteria and what you need to do. It's such a valuable resource because when you're just starting, sometimes you have no idea what's happening and you want to make sure that, hey, listen, this is a free program. This is somebody saying to you, I am going to teach you the business, because everybody has different circumstances and not everybody can afford to, you know, go to a place for higher education. Not everybody can quit their job and go back to school. So to have this resource, and as a free resource, I think it's so phenomenal. And, you know, for those of you who are thinking of becoming a mentor, this is a call to action for you guys. Y'all know I love a good call to action.
And you took the call to action, Susanna, as well. So thank you so much. I couldn't be any more thankful. So yeah, yes. Let's talk about that. Let them know how you got inspired.
All right, guys. So yes, I wasn't going to share. I was going to let Miguelina share it. So I did take the call to action after listening to what they did. And I did agree to be a mentor for the program because y'all know I like to talk, but no.
you like to give, which is even more beautiful.
I do. I do like to give back. I do like to serve. I think that, you know, I've been blessed in my life. And, you know, like Miguelina mentioned earlier, it wasn't all, you know, rainbows and unicorns. She didn't say unicorns. I just like unicorns. But it wasn't all an easy path for me, you know, being an immigrant coming from Jamaica and, you know, the struggles and the racism and all of that, and the sexism. But, you know, I've been blessed beyond compare, where I've had the opportunity to work in my field for a very long time, and I've had success. And, you know, certainly if I have the opportunity to give back, I'm going to give back. And, you know, I shared with Miguelina when I chatted with her the other day, you know, there's a quote from Kamala Harris, our VP, and who said something that touches me. And it says, you know, It was something her mother used to say, you know, you might be the first one in the room, but you shouldn't be the last. And that when I speak to you, Megalina, that's what I get. And that's something that I truly appreciate, that you're somebody that when you go inside that door, you're not going to close it behind you. You're going to hold it open for the person behind you.
And correct.
Yes.
And that's something that we talked about, a value that we share. Hold the door open for the next person.
Hold the door open for the next person. And, you know, so that's why I did take up the call to action. That's why I'm going to be a mentor for the program. And I'm just looking forward to it and, you know, where it goes. All right. So anything else you'd like to share about E4ALL and the mentorship program?
Well, I will just say, anybody that is dreaming of a business, this is the right time. We are in an incredible time in history in the United States and in the world. People are rethinking the way that they're going about their careers. And if you're in doubt how to take that path to be the leader of your own destiny and start that business, just think about E4ALL.
All right. Perfect. All right. What about like a catch-all for the mentors, for folks who are thinking of becoming a mentor? Let's take them over the edge.
For the mentors, I will tell you this. People sometimes hesitate to come into the program because of the time commitment and whatnot. And then you will like this so much. You will get such an incredible personal reward of doing this job that we will have to tell you, okay, the meeting has to end. You won't be able to get enough. Some of the people that have joined us, for example, as judges for pitch contests, which is another one of the volunteer opportunities, sometimes they go in tears, filled with emotions on seeing how beautiful the work that they've done. When the mentors come and they join final presentations and see that new entrepreneur that for a few months develop an idea from, I just sell blah, 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 to, oh, I provide the solution to X and Y problem. And the way I come about it is blah, 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 blah. And my goals are X, Y, Z. They just swell, their hearts swell with emotion, seeing the fruits of their labor, of that knowledge that they have shared and that opportunity that they gave to someone. So the reward that you will feel from joining the program, you will not know what hits you. You will be in love with this.
All right. Wonderful. Now, listen, guys, I mean, if that didn't move you, listen, she talked about the time commitment. It's not that much time. So that's something that's knocked off the board. She talked about, you know, not having to be an expert in everything. So that's a fear that's knocked off the board. And the number one thing, it's that feeling that you get when you help someone, you know, when you bring somebody to the finish line and, you know, that you were even a small part of their journey. Personally, I've been a part of it, and it's just such a great feeling. And I feel like I need to quote Legally Blonde with Reese Witherspoon. She says, happy people don't kill people. So all that meant to me is that when you're happy, you just want to help people, and you will be very, very happy becoming a mentor. So thank you for that, Megalina. All right, Megalina, there was just so much, you know, listening to, and I know that folks are going to hop on the website and, you know, find out about these resources, but as someone who's been an entrepreneur and someone who's been in business and someone who is the executive director for Entrepreneurism for All, any tips and that you can give someone who's thinking of starting, like if they're not doing the program, just what are some of the tips you can give someone who's looking to become an entrepreneur?
If you want to start a business and you're not coming to E4ALL, the only thing I will say, don't go at it alone. Make sure that you find those mentors somewhere. Make sure that you join and you go out and network, because it's all about relationships. Find other entrepreneurs that are trying to do the same as you. Don't be the only person lonely in your family that left a job and is trying to start a business. Find your own community. If the community didn't come with you, you go find your new community. Don't do it alone.
Oh, that's wonderful. And what are some, so networking, I heard in there, which is so important on so many level, but what are some of the best habits you would tell an entrepreneur? Because I'm always asking to develop if they want to become successful.
One of the biggest things I will say, it's be open to coaching, be open to feedback. A lot of the times we're set on our own ways. We think that we know the way forward, and we don't enjoy some of the improvements that we could have by listening to people that either have done it or are seeing it from the outside lenses. Wow. So being open to feedback is a huge deal, because that means that you need to hold your heart and your mind open to people telling you sometimes what you don't want to hear, to people sometimes telling you hard truths without you being offended or without taking it personally.
Wow, that's deep. That is so important. No, it really is, because you know what? We get in our feelings sometimes, right?
Yes, absolutely. And even if people don't want to be entrepreneurs, if they want to develop their careers, if they don't develop that thick skin to be able to welcome candid feedback, they will go nowhere. Because if people have to tiptoe around you to tell you what they think, you will never hear other perspectives. But we'll be so careful, because we are in this cancel culture as well in this day and age, and nobody wants to come off as offensive while they are trying to give you an advice to help you see things from another perspective, or to help you do things differently. Nobody wants to be in that position, being accused of being offensive. So if you want to go further and fast, grow a thicker skin and welcome that feedback.
Wonderful. Well, I don't think I could say it any better myself. Guys, this is such an amazing opportunity for you guys to listen to this podcast episode with Miss Miguelina. Search her out, but listen to the gems, you know, that she just dropped on you. I mean, I don't have to do a long detailed, you know, thing in regards to this, because she said it best. You know, constructive feedback is so important for growth. And, you know, if it's somebody that you know that means you well, you know, take the advice, take the feedback, because at the end of the day, we want to develop our skill sets, our brand, our company, whatever we're doing, to go to the next level. And clearly, if we knew everything, we wouldn't need any help. But no one person knows everything. So network, utilize resources, ask for feedback, utilize the feedback, because girl, I have some folks that, because you know, I do the empowerment coaching, that you'll give them the advice and then they don't take it. And then they're like, why didn't it work?
Correct. It's not all advice. Think outside of the box. Exactly. If you have people around you that are trying to pull you out of your own box, you know, reach that hand and be, let yourself be helped out of that box if you cannot do it on your own.
All right. Perfect. Well, no, thank you so much, Miguelina. I really do appreciate the opportunity to connect with you and to just highlight just all the things, the ups and downs of entrepreneurism, and really talking about E4All and the opportunity for entrepreneurs to really get a leg up with this program, and then an opportunity for mentors to give back and, you know, support people on their journey. So I appreciate you. I thank you for all the knowledge and the information that you shared. And as I mentioned, we're bonded for life, so you're not getting rid of me.
I hope so.
So, you know, I like to have my guests, you know, any final remarks or feedback on how you'd like to end this, and then I'll tell everyone bye.
Suzanne, thank you so much for this opportunity. Absolutely grateful that you gave me the chance to reach your audience, and especially how warm and welcoming you've been, not only to the message of E4All, but to me personally. That has been a tremendous value to me. I am so thankful for that. And I will say to everybody else, I hope your audience keeps growing. This is a community that will thrive together and share a lot. So I wish you all the best in continuing to grow in this channel.
All right. Thank you so much. And I appreciate you. And I received that. I'm going to manifest that. I'm grateful. You know, like you mentioned, I am blessed that I'm able to serve. I actually do love serving others. So I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and to certainly pick your brain and gain insight, because I am learning as I'm listening to you. So thank you for saying yes. Thank you for sharing your thoughts and your knowledge. I appreciate you. And I look forward to us working together. So positive people, she was here only for you. And until next time, this is Suzanne saying follow the call to actions at the end of this podcast. As always, guys, this is Suzanne saying thank you. I am saying I am humbled by your continued support. I am humbled by you continuing to tune in every time there is a new episode. I appreciate it because I know that there's a lot of podcasts out there for you to choose from so that you continue to choose mine and listen to it. I appreciate it. So a couple of things. Want to keep reminding you guys that the Sit Down with Suzanne podcast is available. It is on my website at www.positivelysuzanne.com. It's also available in all the major podcasts in direct. It's on Apple Music, it's on Amazon, it's on iHeart, it's on Google Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, and a plethora of others. So wherever you get your podcasts, I guarantee you the Sit Down with Suzanne podcast is on it. So I need you to do a couple of things for me. I need you to listen to the episode. I need you to subscribe. I need you to share the episode. I need you to write a review and spread the word. Spread the word that the Sit Down with Suzanne podcast is out there. It's happening and it's fun and fabulous. I want you to share it because we're trying to help more people. So again, please go ahead and share, like, write a review. If you want to reach out to me, you can connect with me at Suzanne@positivelysuzanne.com. You could also follow me on social media. Instagram is my main jam. So go ahead and follow me on Instagram. I am just so appreciative of everything you do. Also, buy me a coffee. It should be right at the bottom of the episode. So you can go ahead and buy me a coffee. Just remember that every coffee that you buy goes towards purchasing equipment to upgrade the soul so I could be bigger and better for you all. All right. So as always, I'm so appreciative of you guys. And until next time, this is Suzanne signing off.